This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. December 1st marks World AIDS Day. I recently spoke with Southern Illinois AIDS Coalition Chair Wally Painter about what the day means, both here at home and around the world.
World AIDS Day is meant as a time to remember the impact of HIV and AIDS, both in our community, in our nation, and throughout the world. It's a time where we want people to check their status if they don't know what their status is. The only way you can know is by getting tested. And it also hopefully sparks a conversation about HIV in our community and hopefully mobilizes people to try to make a difference in the fight against HIV.
It wasn't that long ago that HIV and AIDS brought with them a certain stigma, but you don't always see or hear about the disease in the same way as a death sentence. Has the culture changed in your mind?
I think the culture is changing when it comes to HIV and AIDS. I think there is still stigma here in Southern Illinois, but I think people are realizing that people can live a long life, you know, and work, you know, and be productive, even if they have HIV or AIDS.
You mentioned testing as an important part of this day, and I know that local health departments, too, are talking about interventions and possible prevention through the new PrEP drug regimen. How important is that in the fight against AIDS?
PrEP is an important tool for HIV prevention because people that are at highest risk or people who are negative whose partner might have HIV, you know, can take a pill to reduce their risk of getting HIV.
Is there a specific demographic that you're really hoping to reach with awareness today on World AIDS Day?
We're trying to educate everybody, but certainly people in their teens, 20s, and 30s. A lot of teenagers think they're going to live forever, you know, and don't always see the consequences of actions. You know, so it's important to educate, you know, and mobilize people, you know, that HIV is preventable, you know, but it takes a conscious effort.
Perhaps people are familiar with ways to get involved in the fight against AIDS, with the Southern Illinois AIDS Walk, for example. What's needed there?
We do the AIDS Walk both to raise awareness and to raise needed funds. We always need more volunteers. You know, especially during the holiday season, we're trying to get family sponsors and donations to help the low-income households with HIV and AIDS. Yeah, so we need help, we need donations, and we need volunteers.
I would assume the financial burden is still very high for people with HIV and AIDS.
The costs are exorbitant, especially with people who work who might have high copays, et cetera. You know, so people really do struggle, you know, of paying for medicine and just working, you know, and living, you know, while having a chronic disease.
You mentioned earlier the stigma remains in Southern Illinois. What hurdles or walls are you still trying to break down in that way?
I think realizing, you know, that anyone can have HIV. It could be your parent, sibling, coworker, child, person at church, you know, and just HIV is not easy to transmit. You know, and people should be accepted for who they are, you know, and it should be safe for someone to disclose their HIV status without risking losing their family or their job or where they live.
Not all that long ago, the images from World AIDS Day included quilts on the National Mall, candlelight visuals, things like that. Has the spotlight on HIV and AIDS dimmed? Does it need more attention?
I think HIV a lot of times is forgotten. Yeah, which is why groups like the Southern Illinois AIDS Coalition exist, just to remind Southern Illinois that HIV is here and it's an issue we have to deal with.
You mentioned, too, that in prevention, you're targeting young people. I've talked with physicians and others who say many young people simply don't understand the dangers of HIV and AIDS. Is that something you'd agree with?
I think young people need to know about negotiating, you know, relationships and reducing their risk. And a lot of the issues are communication, you know, and sometimes people that are younger have less experience negotiating or talking with someone. So it's time for us to redouble our efforts, you know, to educate teenagers and people in their 20s on how to reduce their risk and how to talk about it.
Wally Painter is chair of the Southern Illinois AIDS Coalition. You can find more on their Facebook page. I'm Jennifer Fuller.